Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Damon Mayshore. Batting second. The DH, Jason Giambi. Batting third. The left fielder, Jose Canseco. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Mark McGuire. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Geronimo Barroa. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Scott Spezio. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Scott Brosius. Batting eighth. The catcher, George Williams. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tony Bautista. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Mike Mohler. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Tony Phillips. Batting second. The second baseman, Ray Durham. Batting third. The first baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Lyle Mouton. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Chris Snopek. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Norberto Martin. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chad Kreuter. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Darren Lewis. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, James Baldwin. And now, play ball. Damon Mayshore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Mayshore hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Giambi strikes out. Two outs. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Canseco strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Phillips strikes out. One out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Durham strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Thomas hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell takes first base on ball 4. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mouton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, White Sox. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Snopek hits a fly ball into right field. Barroa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mark McGuire batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. McGuire takes first base on ball 4. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Barroa hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Scott Spezio batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Spezio hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Brosius hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Batista scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Kreuter strikes out. Two outs. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Lewis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lewis. The throw from Williams and he is safe. Lewis steals second. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Phillips is 0 for 1 in the game. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lewis scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Durham is 0 for 1 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Tony Batista is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Batista hits a line drive into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mayshore is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayshore hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Giambi is 0 for 1 in the game. Giambi hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Thomas moves to second. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Mouton is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. Bell moves to second. One out. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 0 for 1 in the game. Snopek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Bell trying to get to home. Mayshore throws the ball into Williams who tags Bell who's trying to score from second, for the out. Mouton moves to second. Two outs. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 7-0, White Sox. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kreuter is 0 for 1 in the game. Kreuter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Canseco is 0 for 1 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. McGuire strikes out. Two outs. Geronimo Barroa batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Barroa is 0 for 1 in the game. Barroa hits a fly ball into center field. Lewis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Lewis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lewis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Moeller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Phillips is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Batista throws to second for 1, and Spezio throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Phillips moves to second. 1 out. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Durham is 0-for-2 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1-1. There's a wild pitch. Phillips moves to third. Frank Thomas batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thomas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Spezio is 0-for-1 in the game. Spezio strikes out. 1 out. Scott Brocious is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Brocious is 0-for-1 in the game. Brocious strikes out. 2 outs. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Williams is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Williams hits a line drive towards the mound. Baldwin can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tony Batista is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Batista is 0-for-1 in the game. Batista hits a line drive towards right. Phillips chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Phillips. Williams goes all the way around to score. Batista moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, White Sox. Damon Mayshore is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mayshore is 0-for-2 in the game. Mayshore hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Batista scores. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, White Sox. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Giambi is 0-for-2 in the game. Giambi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Mouton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mouton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Mayshore. Mouton reaches second base with a double. Chris Snopek batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Snopek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a fly ball into center field. Mayshore settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Vangert now pitching. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Martin hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Mouton scores. It's 8-2, White Sox. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Kreider is 0 for 2 in the game. Kreider takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Darwin now pitching. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Canseco is 0 for 2 in the game. Canseco hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGuire is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. McGuire hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Geronimo Baroa is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Baroa is 0 for 2 in the game. Baroa hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Spezio is 0 for 2 in the game. Spezio hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tony Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 0 for 3 in the game. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire fields the ball and throws to Vangard covering. Safe. Phillips moves to third. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Thomas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brocious fields it and throws to first for the out. Phillips scores. Durham moves to second. One out. It's 9-2, White Sox. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Durham scores. It's 10-2, White Sox. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mouton is 2 for 3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mouton strikes out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snopek strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Brocious batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brocious is 0 for 2 in the game. Brocious hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Williams takes first base on ball 4. Dave Magadan pinch hits for Tony Bautista. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Magadan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Williams moves to second. Damon Mayshore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mayshore is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mayshore takes first base on ball 4. Williams moves to third. Magadan moves to second. Mike Bertotti now pitching. Jason Giambi is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Giambi is 0 for 3 in the game. Giambi hits a fly ball towards left. Bell settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Bell. Williams tags and scores. Magadan scores. Mayshour tags and moves to second. It's 10-4, White Sox. Bill Simas now pitching. Jose Canseco batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. Canseco takes first base on ball 4. Mayshour moves to third. Giambi moves to second. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, McGuire hits a fly ball into right field. Phillips settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mayshour tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 10-5, White Sox. Geronimo Barroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Barroa is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Barroa hits a line drive towards third. Snopek reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Dave Magadan now playing third base. Scott Brosius now playing shortstop. Norberto Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Martin strikes out. 1 out. Chad Kreuter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kreuter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Kreuter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Darren Lewis is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lewis is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Lewis strikes out. 2 outs. Tony Phillips batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Phillips is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kreuter moves to second. Ray Durham is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Durham is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Durham hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGuire scoops it up and throws to first, with Vengert covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Scott Spezio is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Spezio is 0-for-3 in the game. Spezio strikes out. 1 out. Scott Brosius is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Brosius is 0-for-3 in the game. Brosius hits a ball on the ground towards short. Martin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. George Williams is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Thomas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The White Sox will come to bat. Mark Aker now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Thomas hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Barroa. Thomas reaches second base with a double. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Lyle Mouton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mouton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Mouton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Magadan fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Chris Snopek is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Snopek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Snopek hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Spezio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Roberto Hernandez now pitching. Dave Magadan is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Magadan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Magadan hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, White Sox. Damon Mayshore batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mayshore is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Mayshore takes first base on 4. Jason Giambi batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Giambi is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Giambi takes first base on 4. Mayshore moves to second. Jose Canseco is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Canseco is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Canseco hits a line drive towards third. Snopek catches it and throws to second to double up Mayshore. 2 outs. Mark McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2-0. McGuire is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGuire hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 10, and Oakland Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.